Today's lesson comes from 1 Timothy 1, verses 12 through 17. Hear God's word. I am so grateful to Christ Jesus for making me adequate to do this work. He went out on a limb, you know, entrusting me with this ministry. The only credentials I brought to it were invective and witch hunts and arrogance. But I was treated mercifully because I didn't know what I was doing. Didn't know who I was doing it against. Grace mixed with faith and love poured over me and into me. And all because of Jesus. Here's a word you can take to heart and depend on. Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, and I'm proof. Public sinner number one, of someone who could never have made it apart from sheer mercy. And now he shows me off, evidence of his endless patience, to those who are right on the edge of trusting him forever. Deep honor and bright glory to the King of all time, one God, immortal, invisible, ever and always. Oh, yes. I'm passing this work on to you, my son Timothy. The prophetic word that was directed to you prepared us for this. And all those prayers are coming together now so that you'll do this well, fearless in your struggle and keeping a firm grip on your faith and on yourself. After all, this is a fight we're in. May God give us understanding of these words of Paul to Timothy. And let's take just a moment of silent prayer. Amen. It's been a number of years since the film was released, but do any of you remember a film by the name of The Mission that was starred Robert De Niro? Very early in the movie, we're introduced to De Niro's character, Rodrigo Mendoza, who hunts South American Indians, captures them, and then sells them into slavery. He's an extremely vicious and cruel man who gets into a fight even with his own brother and actually kills him. In remorse, he finds a priest who provides a means of penance. He's told that he is to carry his weapons and his armor up into the tribal lands where he used to hunt, and he's told that he is to leave them there. Well, as he is struggling up the trail alongside the river, carrying not just the weight of that stuff, but the weight of his past, he meets some of the Indians that he used to hunt, and they recognize him right away as the enemy. And one pulls out a knife and he holds it to his face. And Rodrigo knows that death would actually be a swifter and kinder punishment than what he's been going through himself. But an interesting thing. The Indian actually sees the remorse. And rather than taking Rodrigo's life, he actually cuts the ropes and he frees him from his burdens. It's an offer of forgiveness. And in that moment, Rodrigo realized that he's not only guilty of killing his own brother, he's guilty of selling these slaves and so much more. And he's overcome with an amazing relief and joy, and his life takes a very dramatic turn. Grace and abundance changes his life. And from that moment on, his focus turns instead to God. And everyone who knew the old self sees this huge and amazing change. In some ways, that's not unlike the story of Paul, is it? I mean, we know that Paul was a very devout Jew who zealously pursued Christians because he saw them as being an affront to his faith. He saw them as being the enemies, and he felt very self-righteous about going after them and felt like, you know, he was big stuff because of it. And we also know that in that ruthless pursuit, there is no question that he was violent, and that in the name of faith, he was actually very evil. And then a shocking thing happens. This very sudden change occurs when he's thrown to his knees on the road to Damascus. When this light, a flash of light, appears to him. It's a very dramatic story, isn't it? And he goes from being against Christ to being for Christ. This radical change occurs in him. And suddenly he is changed by the grace of God and by the love of God. And he's a new man. Even as he never forgets his brokenness and his failures and the pain that he caused others. See, God, our God, is an amazing God who loves us unconditionally. And even when we hit those dark points, even when our lives are the antithesis to who he's calling us to be, he never gives up on us. And here was Paul, amazingly evil in his actions, and yet God forgives him and allows him to start over, allows him to begin again. And he not only allows him to do this, he gives them the power and the strength to do it. How often do we in our lives feel helpless, angry, frustrated, lost? And it can feel like there's no answers. It can feel like, well, what do we do? What do we do? Never realizing that there is one beside us who is just waiting for us to get it. One who intervenes in odd ways, different for all of us, knowing what it is that we need. But when we still don't get it, is still trying to find ways to break through and say, hello, I'm here. And meanwhile, we can be terrified of change, can't we? Not realizing that the very things that we fear the most, that can seem horrific in some ways, could be exactly what we need to set us free. And just like that character Rodrigo, what could be more horrifying? To be there with someone you have harmed who has a knife to your throat. Our changes may not be so dramatic. Our interruptions might not be so harsh. But there are times when we may actually wish that they were, if it means us being set free. But sometimes it's really hard for us to believe that God can use somebody like me, that God has a purpose for me. We can feel so invisible in this world, especially in a world where all the focus is on the ones who are flashy, the ones who seem successful, the ones who seem to be at the top. while we're invisible, while we're so aware of our brokenness, our inadequacies, our failures. But think about it. Think about one after another in the scriptures. The ones who are the big top dogs, they're typically the ones that are the troublemakers and that God seeks to set aside. The ones that are lifted up as the heroes are people like Abraham and Sarah. Here's a childless old couple who not only became parents, but parents of a nation. Why? They were chosen and they were willing. And then there's Moses. Here's a stuttering shepherd who becomes the leader who stands up to the greatest power in the world in his day. What are the odds? There's Esther, who's described as being a dumb blonde who outwits a king, destroys his evil henchmen, and saves her people. And especially in that day, a woman. And of course, there's David. We've all heard of David. Well, particularly scary is when he was a scandalous Lothario. He's also a dreamy-eyed musician. The Elvis of his day is one way he's described. But he became Israel's greatest king. There was Rahab, a prostitute who provided Israel with the means for victory over deadly enemies. There was Jeremiah, a crazed, depressed prophet who becomes the saving voice of sanity for all the exiled Israelites. There was Hosea, a henpecked husband whose heart-wrenching marriage gave people of faith a new perspective on love and loyalty. There was Mary, teenage, unwed mother, giving birth to the Son of God. And of course, we can't forget Peter, a densest granite fisherman with a bull in a china shop personality who even betrayed his Lord, ends up becoming the rock of the church. Our list could go on. But the message is clear. God uses the weakest to do the greatest. And we have no excuse. As we look at this list, we see that age is not a barrier. We see that whether you're of a particular race, whether you're a particular gender, whether you're particular insights or intelligence, no. There's not one excuse that holds up. Not one. Because God uses the weakest for the greatest. And he values every single one of us and has a plan for each of us to bring good into this world. And so here we are. Here we are. Each one of us struggling in our own ways. Each one of us wondering, does God love us? Are we worthy? And the message is clear. God loves us more than any of us can imagine. And he continues to call us. He continues to want to shape us. He continues to want to heal us. He continues to want to use us. But it's up to us to say yes. My prayer is that as God mixes grace with faith and love is poured over each of us and into us, that we will welcome it with gratitude and with the courage to say yes. Let us pray. Almighty God, help us to know that the only thing that gets in the way of who we are to be is us. Help us to know that wherever we are in our journey, no matter how we failed, no matter how broken we are, you call us to be healed and set free. We are grateful for all the ways that you pour your grace with faith and love over us. May we be used to bring your kingdom. In your name we pray.